Wonderful Holy Spirit, we welcome your awesome and divine presence to reveal the hidden truths to our hearts. And Holy Spirit, bring conviction through your spoken word. And Father, I thank you now for anointing your people to receive your anointed word for this hour we're in the mighty name of Jesus. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 9, verses 13 and verses 14. For the blood of bulls and of goats and the ashes of an heifer, sprinkling the unclean, sanctify it to the purifying of the flesh. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offer himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. We want to use for a topic the power that's in the blood of Jesus. The power that's in the blood of Jesus. People of God, we are living in a day and a time and an era where we don't hear very much about the blood of Jesus. And the reason I believe is because the enemy knows the power that's in the blood of Jesus. And what the enemy does, he would allow people to get wrapped up in things that will draw them away from the blood, or even scriptures that pertain to the blood of Jesus. There are Bibles today that's being printed. And as a matter of fact, I've read one and I have one. And in this particular Bible, they have deleted, leaving out the blood of Jesus. And some of these Bibles have deleted the virgin birth. It deals with a young woman rather than a virgin. But I want to stress about the blood, because in this Bible, they left out the part of him shedding his blood. Because many of them feel as though that's an inappropriate word. But you know, I see something else. I see the reason why they're leaving out the blood is because, number one, the Holy Spirit has not inspired them to write those books. Because the Holy Spirit will not inspire no human to write no book and delete the blood of Jesus Christ. So you know where they come from. And any time people rewrite a Bible and they leave out the blood of Jesus Christ, they're straight from the pit of hell, period. So now, they're leaving that out is because they're not inspired by the Holy Spirit, but another spirit. Because the devil himself knows the power that's in the blood of Jesus Christ. And he don't want people to read and understand and know and even experience the power that's in the blood of Jesus Christ. And in spite of what people might say, that blood in 2001, 2002, 2003, 2004 has never and will never lose its power. And the devil knows this. So I want to show you today the power that's in the blood of Jesus Christ. We're going to take a journey through the Word of God and discover what the blood of Jesus Christ has done and is still doing for us today. Number one, in Exodus chapter 12, verses 23. Now, in that story, it dealt with God telling Moses to have the people to take a lamb That lamb was a type of Christ. And that lamb was to be slain. And the blood of that animal was to be applied to the upper lintel and the two side posts for the purpose of protecting them from the destroying angel that was going to come through the land of Egypt. Well, Moses obeyed and the people obeyed. So when the plague came through Egypt, all of the people that applied that blood to the houses where they were was protected. What is that saying to us today? If the blood of that animal was powerful enough to protect the Israelites while in Egypt from this plague that was coming through the land, how much more powerful is the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Lamb, enough to protect us in this day from destruction and from plagues that's all around us? So the blood of Jesus Christ protects us from danger, destruction, and harm by us applying it to our lives and to everywhere we go. Number two, the blood of Jesus Christ brought us or brought about a new contract between God and man that has given us better promises. Promises of joy, of peace, healing, eternal life, authority, prosperity, freedom. Matthew 26, verse 28, and Hebrews chapter 8, verses 6. Number three, the blood of Jesus Christ redeemed us, which means to pay a price for one to be free. Note, in Ephesians 1, verse 7, in Colossians 1:14, in 1 Peter 1, verse 18 through 20, Hebrews 9, verses 12, Revelation 5, verses 9. See, the blood of Jesus Christ was the payment for our freedom. Let me repeat that. The blood of Jesus Christ was our payment for our freedom. I want to read something to you from 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 18. For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers. Verse 19. But with the precious, note, Peter called the blood precious. Precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, verse 20, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was made known in these last times for you. What Peter is simply telling us today is this: we was not redeemed, which means to be brought back to God. The price to bring mankind back to the Father was through the precious blood of Christ. Not water baptism, not shaking a preacher's hand, not church membership does not redeem you. Only the blood of Jesus Christ redeemed mankind back to God. That was the only payment for man to be free. What Jesus did was a type of what the priest did under the old contract or the old covenant. They would take the blood of this animal and bring this blood into the most holy place, the high priest, on October the 10th. Which was called the Day of Atonement. Every single year, the high priest would go into the most holy place with the blood of this animal. He would offer up in sacrifice first for himself and then for the people. But note what he used. He used the blood of an innocent animal. God was showing us we was guilty, and the blood of one had to be shed for the guilty party. Let's back up in Genesis. When Adam and Eve sinned against God, the Bible spoke how God made coats of skins and covered them. Well, what did God do? God killed, I believe it was a lamb, and the blood of that innocent lamb was used as payment for them until God's lamb come on the scene. God was giving us a picture of what was going to be required in order to pay man's sin debt. The blood of Jesus Christ. Number four. The blood cleanses us from all sin. When we confess our sins and ask to be cleansed in the blood. In 1 John chapter 1 verse 7. Listen to this. See, water cannot wash away man's sins. Nothing but the blood of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus Christ must be preached. The blood of Jesus Christ must be applied. The blood of Jesus Christ needs to be emphasized greater in this era that we are living in. Water baptism. I repeat this. Listen to me good. Water baptism does not save you. Water baptism cannot redeem you. Water baptism cannot wash away your sins. Hebrews 9:22. In almost all things about the law purged with blood. And without shedding of blood is no remission or forgiveness of sins. If water could have washed away man's sins, Jesus Christ died on Calvary in vain. And the devil is still a liar. It's nothing but the blood of Jesus Christ that can wash away man's sins. Number five. The blood of Jesus washed us from our sins. According to Revelation chapter 1, verses 5. Number 6. The blood purchased the church or brought into being the body of Christ. In Acts chapter 20, verses 28. What I'm showing you is the power that's in the blood of Jesus Christ. Number 7. The blood of Jesus justifies us, which means to declare us right as though we had done nothing wrong. According to Romans chapter 5, verses 9. Stay tuned next week for part 2 of the power that's in the blood of Jesus Christ. Picking up our message from last week, we're dealing with the power that's in the blood of Jesus Christ. And I showed you last week how the blood of Jesus Christ protects us from danger. The blood of Jesus Christ brought into a new contract between God and man. The blood of Jesus Christ redeemed us. The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin, when we confess our sins. The blood of Jesus Christ washes us from our sins. The blood of Jesus Christ purchased the church. The blood of Jesus Christ justifies us. Now, the blood of Jesus Christ enables us to go into the most holy place, a place where only the high priest was allowed to go every year, but now we can go boldly, daily, before God and experience new things with God and be filled and anointed daily. In Hebrews chapter 10, verses 19. Listen to this. Having therefore, brethren, boldness or confidence to enter into the holiest by the blood or through the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way. See, the blood enable us as saints to go into this place where the high priest used to go once a year by himself. Now, we don't have to wait till every year ends. We can go daily into this most holy place and experience new things with God. Number 9. The blood of Jesus Christ gives us the right to overcome, to step on, to bind, to rebuke, to cast out, to command, to tread on the devil, because Jesus defeated him on Calvary and made a show of him openly. And then Jesus turns around and said, behold, I now give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Because you are now under the blood, you're protected by the blood, and you're sealed because of the blood. And all we need to learn to do as saints now is bleed the blood, apply the blood, use the blood of Jesus Christ, apply the blood of Jesus to your family, apply the blood of Jesus to your children. Before they go to school in the morning, you apply the blood to their lives. Apply the blood to the buses they have to get on. Apply the blood to the car you're to drive in. Apply the blood to the highways you're to travel on. Apply the blood on your job. Apply the blood of Jesus to the school that your children attend. Why? Because there's protection in the blood of Jesus Christ. There's still power in that blood today. Listen, what makes the blood of Jesus Christ so powerful is because he was born of a virgin, conceived by the Holy Ghost, not Joseph. And his blood was pure, perfect, sinless. And when Jesus was nailed to the cross, he hung for 6 hours, please hear this, until every ounce of his blood was poured out. Because why? The life is in the blood. So Jesus Christ, who was virgin born, blood was pure, sinless, and the enemy knew this. This is why he tried to stop Jesus from actually dying on the cross, because he knew when that blood that's in that body is shed, is poured out, that's the price to bring mankind back to God. And that's the price that will cause the devil to loose mankind, period. So this is why in the Garden of Gethsemane, the enemy attacked Jesus. So to the point, Jesus began to sweat great drops of blood. Because why? Everything in hell attacked it, the Son of God, in a final attempt to keep him from going to the place he was born to hang on. Note, Jesus was born to die, and he knew it. He came into the world for the purpose of paying the sin debt that separated man from God. And Jesus, knowing this, and the enemy knew this, because when Jesus was born, the enemy through Herod tried to destroy him. But it wasn't his time. So when Jesus' time came to an end, he knew it. So he let them bring him to Calvary. They nailed him to this cross. And imagine this. Every nail that they drove in his right hand, it punctured the flesh, which caused blood to come out. They nailed the left hand, blood came out. They put one foot on top of the other, blood came out. And prior to that, they planted a crown of thorns in his head that caused blood to come out. Prior to that, they whipped him. They whipped him with what they call a cat-line tail, with pieces of leather with bits of metal on the tips, which every whip across the back to open the flesh. That's why Isaiah said, with his stripes, we are healed. The stripes, every stripe caused blood to come out. And that blood, get this, every time that soldier brought that lash across his back, his flesh tore open. He was bearing our sins as well as our sicknesses in his body. And every time the blood came out of each cut, there was blood being poured out for that sickness. Glory to God. This is why when we believe the report, he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes, we are healed. We are healed. When we claim that report, when we believe that report, that the blood that Jesus shed, get this, the blood that came out of each stripe on his body was for every major sickness in the world. He covered every last one of them. So the power that's in the blood of Jesus not only redeemed us back to God, but that blood brings about healing to our physical body. Jesus was broke that we might be whole. And listen, as I come to a close, this is why the enemy tried everything possible. Even when Jesus hung on Calvary, he was using the people around the cross, trying to convince him to come down, and they would believe. Because why? The enemy did not want him to empty his life out, which is the blood. Because he knew when that blood was poured out of that physical body, man's sin debt was paid. And when Jesus uttered the word, "It is finished," it's over with. Our sin debt was taken care of. Saints of God, we are in a day when we must now learn to apply the blood of Jesus Christ to our lives, to our homes, to our families, to our cause. because there's still power in the blood of Jesus Christ. There's still victory in the blood of Jesus Christ. And let me show you something in Revelation chapter 12, verses 11. Listen to this word. And they overcame him. The him is the devil. We overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. Not water baptism. Not church membership. The devil don't move by no water baptism. You start applying the blood. You start bleeding the blood. You start using the blood of Jesus Christ. He knows about the blood. And this is why he got people preaching everything but the blood. He got them trying to deny the blood. And as I brought out last week, there are Bibles being printed. And I say this again boldly. If people are writing or rewriting Bibles and they're deleting the blood, you're not from God, you're straight from hell. That's anti-Christ. That's against Christ. The Holy Spirit is not inspiring men to write no Bible, and that's going to delete the blood of Jesus Christ. They're straight from hell because there's still power in the blood of Jesus Christ today. And listen to this. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto the death. Loving Father, in Jesus' mighty name, I give you praise for the blood of Jesus Christ. And Father, I release the blood of Jesus Christ throughout these airways. I release the blood of Jesus Christ over your people lives. And Father, I thank you now for bringing your people back to the blood, to applying the blood to their lives, to their homes. Wash us in that blood, loving one. I give you praise for increasing the blood of Jesus Christ over our lives in this day we're living in. And Father, thank you for the protection of the blood of Jesus Christ. As Rahab the harlot brought her family under this scarlet thread, which is a type of the blood protecting her and her family. Father, I thank you now for stirring the hearts of your people in going back to preaching the blood, in bleeding the blood, in applying the blood to their everyday lives. And wonderful Holy Spirit, I know when the blood is preached, you're present. I know when we're cleansed in that blood, when we exalt the blood of Jesus Christ, you reveal yourself to us even greater. And Holy Spirit, minister to the hearts of your people across this country and around this world. Holy Spirit, reveal the heart. Reveal to the hearts of the people now the importance of them preaching and applying the blood of Jesus Christ. In spite of what the enemy might say, Holy Spirit, minister to the hearts of your people in going back to the blood of Jesus Christ. And Father, in Jesus' mighty name, I give you praise now for the blood of Jesus Christ that has never lost its power. In Jesus' name. I recall the days and the hours of songs we would sing. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood. One day he died for me way back on Calvary. I know it was the blood for me. That blood came streaming down. That blood came streaming down. That blood came streaming down for me. One day when I was lost, he died on the cross, and I know it was the blood for me. There's still power in the blood of Jesus Christ. And Father, I give you praise now for releasing your anointing upon your people in Jesus' mighty name. Thank God. Amen.